Blog Talk Radio.
What's the deal? Spread a little love out. Yes. Spread a little love out. What's the deal? My life's full of surprises. The dope show. What? We're precious in diamonds and gold, so I'll be sure the dogs stay on the toes. Spread a little love around the globe. Never scared to travel, to swing and rival. Got love for the road. Got love for my peeps, love for the streets. Got love for this music. Got love for these beats. So it's respect. Finds out what it means to me. Yes. I work on the heart from the start, breaking down the truth to spark. What? Lead the weak from the dark. Okay? Spread a little love out. I work on the heart from the start. What's going on, people? Yes, I'm here. You're there. But we're together now. The Dove Show, right here, right now, tuned in. Greetings, Earthlings. We're now about to take a voyage. Hello. Hello. The Dove Show. Hello. What's going on? Yep, it's been a week since I got the vibe with you. Whew. And what a week it's been. You know, I don't know what you did, but I'm sure you did something. Because there's no way possible to do nothing. I try to talk to people, and you realize that, yes, everyone says nothing. Just one word that we will go into. I might do this all year. Find a word every week that is always said, but used with no meaning. Let's help ourselves, people. So today we're speaking on nothing. Nothing. Man, what you doing? Nothing. Oh, what you been up to? Nothing. What you getting into later? Nothing. So what you thinking about? Nothing. Yeah. Well, all those answers are impossible to have because there's no such thing. You got to be thinking about something. You got to be doing something. Breathing, motion. Anyway, it gets a little deeper if it goes to that level. Most people don't want to be there. So you take it as, why are you saying nothing? What's been up, man? Nothing. Like, your conversation is no meaning. So, the word nothing is used for lack of depth within conversation that you're sharing with a person. Why is it that shallow? We must ask ourselves each time it's being said, why is it being said? Because the nothing thought is really something going on. Like, what's going on? Or what you been up to? Nothing. So do you mean in the past day or the week? Or are you going to summarize a month? Are you going to summarize a year? I haven't seen you in a year. What you been up to? I ain't been up to nothing. Just same old, same old. Oh, I can't bring that word in. That might be next week's words. Same old, same old. And I said it now. See, we can go on. I know it's plenty of words we use. Oh, same old, same old. Like, what is the same old, same old? Give me a little conversation there, buddy. So, we'll end on that note before I go into more words. I need to save some. But take into consideration and not say nothing. Somebody asks you what's going on. Try to have a little conversation or let them know something. If not, you use your nothing purposely because it's none of their damn business. Okay. I like that. Well, we're in the capital city, for those who don't know, around the world, tuned in, listening, vibing, capital city aware, the O-H-I-O, yay! Yes, so finally got a little snow in the state, city's on freeze. I know around the world a lot of people's going through it. We was feeling like California last week. We know how it changes out here. It could be 50 degrees, next day 10, snowstorm. Gotta love it, or if you don't, leave it. But yeah, we got a little snow. It ain't even much. Still see the grass. It's kind of cold. But rain or snow, sleet or heat, the city don't stop. We built for this. Buckeye Nation. Yep. So, outside of the state, weather is going crazy. So, y'all stay tuned on the Weather Channel and y'all catch that. I'm sure people get paid for that information. And on the East Coast is where it's heading. Feet of snow's coming. So brace yourselves out there, people. But right here in this city, we doing all right. And who's next to blow? Who's next to show that they are trying to justify what is going on in their life? Positive? Is it progressive? Is it helpful? Is it justified? Yes. Things you may do, the things you may say, for a reason. You're looking for justification. I'll give an example for one of the homies out here. Shout him out, Prime, B237. Yeah. He... artist, DJ, producer, he put in some work, as you may see, and he used the network socially, and he displayed his talents throughout the network. With him displaying his talents, I'm shouting him out because, bam, he rocking DJ spots. You might want to go check him out. So, Prime, B237, looking up. Twitter, Facebook, find out where he might be DJing. Find out where he might be blending for you. He always rock a blend, so you might want to check him out. Check his page out, Prime. DJ Prime, Crooked Style DJ. Yeah, gotta shout him out, it's justified. He's putting in work. Feel me? Yep. Woo! It's cold out here in the CO, but one thing's for sure, I just want to know, what's wrong with society? And how long have these women had the same pair of leggings, because it's crucial out here. I mean, we grow up, winter come around, corduroys, heavy jeans, snow suits, boots, bomber jackets, sheepskins, you know, B-boy fresh out here, goose, double goose feather, you know, keeping warm, but still being fresh. I mean, I'm out here, 0 degree weather, and it is winning. Don't get me wrong, it's nice, you know, leggings show it all. But us men, I don't know, are they doing it for men or what? But how are they wearing these leggings in the wintertime at 0 degrees? The same ones I seen Betty Lynn in when it was 85 degrees in the summer. Are those the same ones, girl? Or are you switching up? Oh, let's see here. Caller on the ass. Caller in here. It might have something to say about these leggings. Let's see if we can find out. Oh.
85.
Dope, so.
Are you switching up?
Oh. Dope, so. You got on leggings in the winter? Huh?
I have something to say about these leggings. Find out.
You got on leggings in the winter, lady?
Oh.
Call her. Call her. I see they don't want to really tell anybody the truth about what they're wearing in the summer or the winter.
You got on leggings.
You just hear. You just hear giggles in the background. Okay, well, we'll just put her back on hold because she's not speaking.
No leggings in the winter.
Yeah, I thought I heard her say something. Finally. Okay, no leggings in the winter. All right. Yes, it's amazing how they do this. I mean, is it no dress code? Is it how does it work out here? No warmth, laziness, not putting any effort in there. Now, some people are hot. You know that. Everybody has different body temperatures. But in general, everybody got these leggings on, and it's impossible to wear that in 0 degree weather, period. So I don't know who they fooling. They ain't fooling me, but they still look nice. Yeah. Doesn't hurt our eyes out here. Ain't that right, us gentlemen? So it's kind of crucial. Our cities turn up and turn out. The state is crazy. I don't know if it makes CNN or not. Worldwide, cop killed in our state, and it's going crazy out here, people. It's kids. It's killing kids. The justice system is depriving kids, killing kids. So where do we make a change, or where do we make a turn? And you have rebellion I don't know what's on people's minds, but I would have to say that it is brainwashing. And there's no way around it because it's so much data being delivered to people's eyes, ears, and shoot, bodies. Might as well say that too, because the drugs they're taking, bodies is changing. The eyes seeing things, they believe in it over and over. You're hearing things, you know, over and over. So it's turning people into zombies. And we're following the pattern like Groundhog Day. Then what do you do to make a change? Because you see what they give us and it turns our gears and makes us react in ways that we should have control of, but sometimes it gets out of hand, and these get out of hand things nowadays are resulting in harmful things to other people's lives. Is it justified? Is it justified? And I would have to say, no, it's not. But they turn it into putting more medication, insanity, wasn't in his right mind. All that is used for the purpose to get out of the purpose. Is it justified? But when these just some people win these cases, sad out here, really is. But at the same time, it's joy out here. Yes, you can have joy out here. It's how you live and how you make it work. What you want to do. You never know what can happen. So you live your life to the fullest. Be careful, because the influences are out here destroying lives. Yes. Taking taking their lives into another higher stage. Disrespect. Disrespect and no respect. So if you don't have no respect and you have disrespect, you know, it goes beyond the level of you can imagine, as you see. Cops protect, but it's cops killing. We keep seeing it. It's brainwashing us to say, no, we don't like them. Snitching. Is it snitching or is it getting justice? So is it justified? See something happen only when it's for your benefit or your family, you want to tell. You turn the other cheek if it has nothing to do with you. Is it justified? You know, it's hard out here to make decisions on situations that will affect others and yourself, because you never know what can be next up in your life. I was told today Jamie Foxx was chilling at the crib. Then you know he's saving people from exploding, burning cars. So you never know what you're going to do. So is his life justified now because he really did save someone's life? It's what he's been through and all his blessings he received, look at how it still goes on. He was able to still save a life. Didn't just watch from a window. What could he do? Risk his life. I don't know how much time, seconds left, but who knew how much time was left before the car would explode? It's a risk you take. Yeah. Justified or not. So, calling for help and taking action, being the help. Sometimes people come up to you, ask for money. Peddlers, we know they're rich. Some aren't. It's not what they do with the money that you give them. If they're telling you they're doing something with it anyway, they could just be asking for change. Let me get a dollar. Sometimes they need it. Or are you enabling them? Or are you just being a part of how you are? Two sides to it. You're doing it sometimes out of the courage that they may need it because you think they do. Sometimes they're getting it from you because they're doing what they're doing. Is it justified to say no? Is it justified to say yes? Well, sometimes you just got to go with your heart, your instinct, your faith, your belief. Sometimes you don't go with your heart, faith, your instinct, your belief. It gets better out here. Try to find happiness in what you do. Yeah. Yeah. Blends, bars, and beats. Who's next on the shout out? Like something. Huh? I got to shout my homie out for his TV commercial. Yes, Wallaby the realest. Yeah, radio, TV, the work you put in, man. Grinding out here every day in these streets. No sale is too small for you. No promotion. I love the respect you give, man. No doubt. You know where we build from. Every time we together, you know what it's about. So I shout out Wallaby the Realist. Check him out. Facebook, Twitter. He's a hustler. He got music shows. And the work he put in, is it justified? He always be like, oh, look where it's leading him to. Now he's on the radio. He always talking about, you know, he's not getting this music play, but then again, you might hear some of his music because you know it, he's doing shows. But now you're hearing his flow on the radio because he's got paid commercials. TV, he's seeing him. He's advertising for businesses. So he ain't got a video. That TV, the TV video. Yeah. So shout out Wallaby. Think Twitter 614 Wallaby 614. Check him out, y'all. Support puts in work. Yes, y'all. Dope show. Capital City. What's the degrees out here? 20. We doing all right tonight. Go from -5 to 20 feels a whole lot different, especially when our skin is built for this right now. 20 ain't bad. I suppose presidential debate is going on right now. And society is in full effect and being affected and infected by the hoopla. Things you might not see, things you may not hear. Sometimes we just spread the news. Sometimes it's the blues. Sometimes it's good news. So, I'm still on the radio. I didn't hit the Powerball. I didn't know them. I don't think any of that money is going to trickle down to me, but let me not say that. I do produce. I am in a position to help. It might need artistic work. Yeah, it's a business out here. Justified. Yes, the work you put in will be rewarded. But make sure you love the work that you put in, not just love doing the work. Love the work that you put in. Does that make sense? It might make dollars if you play your cards right. Feel me? Ohio Cavaliers, I know y'all seen what happened. Yep, MLK. Cavaliers didn't do too good against the champs. So y'all know what's going on out here in the basketball world. Y'all better watch out for my Spurs. I know I'm Ohio dude, but hey, been out west too. Spurs, last of the real legacy, old schooler. Stopping Duncan when he punched into the hoop. The question's moot. Yes, fundamentally great. It's amazing. Oh, I bet you his highlight reel, if you never seen him, Tim Duncan. Highlight reel will be nice. Kabal Fever, Super Bowl, my Steelers didn't make it. So, we're going to roll Carolina. Denver got to beat New England. Carolina all the way. And pray for yourself, pray for someone else. Make sure you keep focus, and I'm going to end this show right now. I'm finishing up, turning off lights, shutting down, shutting down, shutting down. And as I leave, I want to say, it's all good. It's justified. The Dope Show. One of a kind. What? They cloned me? Wait a minute. They cloned me? I'm not one of a kind anymore? I'm what? There's more than one clone? What? Help me. Help me. Woof. Yee!